No, she wants the car. She's going to drive it back. Donna!
Alex, do you have my lipstick?
Now, what would I be doing with your lipstick?
I might have handed it to you. Look in your pocket, please, dear.
Woman hides lipstick the way a dog hides bones. Come on, darling. It won't hurt you to drive to the golf course and back unpainted. Come on, rough it.
Alex, you're so tense. You've got to take more time off. Now, admit it. Playing golf today was a good idea.
Good idea.
Harriet, how nice.
Hi,
don't
Harriet.
They ever see you anymore?
I know. They never give me a minute.
Hi, Doc Groby.
Jeff, every time I see you, there's more of you. You better slow down, son. Give that brain a chance to catch up with that body. Alex, what are you up to?
Oh, just on my way to the golf course.
Forget it. I've got triplets waiting at the hospital.
Triplets?
Look that way. Something I've been waiting for all my life. I'll need help or I'll be dropping them all over the lot. Do you want to scrub up and give me a hand?
Do I?
Hop in.
There's just one thing. Darling, a woman doesn't have triplets every day in a week.
Fortunately.
I mean, Joe can find someone to make up a foursome. They can play without me.
Threesome beats a foursome any day.
Go ahead, dear. You'll be miserable if you don't.
All right, the minute I'm finished, I'll come right home and relax, I promise.
Well, let's get going when the hospital phone, the countdown was already in.
Oh.
Dad, what about me?
You're rich. Take the day off.
She does that.
Well, maybe you're choking it. Try again.
Oh, no, I know this old bus.
Come on, Harriet, let's take my car.
Oh, hold on. We'll get it going. My self-starter.
Oh, hey, you know, I think the trouble...
No, don't touch it. This thing might fall apart. I don't know why it works, but it does.
There goes $5.
Boy, Mary gets to go away for the weekend. Me, I gotta pull weeds.
I thought you wanted to earn some money.
Yeah, well, caddying on a golf course, that's different.
Well, your father couldn't turn down Dr. Rowley.
Yeah, Dad can't turn down anybody except me. Hey, they're back.
If it didn't fall slips, it's a hammer. Always takes something to get them started.
What about the triplets?
Tell her.
The triplets turned out to be a hefty set of twins.
Oh. I could have sworn I heard a third heartbeat. Guess I'll have to get me a new stethoscope. Mine's developed an echo or something.
Harriet, won't you stay and have lunch with us?
I'd love to, Donna. I really would. But I have rounds to make. And I'm almost 2 days late. Have been ever since I can remember. Sorry, it was a false alarm, Alex. But I'll catch me some triplets yet. And when I do, I'll give you a call.
Do that, day or night.
It'll be night. Be good.
Are you too?
But why didn't she get a new car?
Probably because she can't afford it.
The doctor's busy as she is.
Busy, all right. He probably makes more house calls, covers more territory than any doctor in town. Not so much of it as charity. But it's the way she's always operated. Doesn't seem to bother her.
Well, it bothers me. You know, Harriet isn't getting any younger, and neither is that car of hers. Now, just what is she going to do when it comes time to retire?
I doubt if she's ever taken time to think about that.
What are you going to do when you're her age?
Have triplets now.
Oh, honestly, you're as bad as she is. Oh, doctors. You spend so much time taking care of others that you give no thought whatsoever to yourself. Well, somebody should. Honestly, when I think of all that Harriet Roby has done for this town, I don't care. Something should be done. Businesses have retirement funds. I'm sure banks do. Why, teachers even get pensions. Now, why not doctors?
You got a point, certainly. But what do you want the banks to do about it?
Well, you have money here.
And you can't expect us just to give it away because someone happens to need it.
Doctors do. They give away their services when people can't afford them. They're expected to.
But we're in a business.
So are doctors. They have bills to pay. They have families to support.
But we have stockholders to account to. We're a bank. We're not in the business just because of our health, you know.
Doctors are. They're in business for your health. And you holler pretty loud when you want them. Now, I certainly think that a woman like Dr. Roby, who has devoted her entire life to this community, should have more to show for her work than a lot of unpaid bills.
Donna, I'm afraid you just don't understand the basis of our economic system.
I certainly don't. And Joe, I don't understand you. You know something? You're a different person when you get there behind that desk.
Now, wait a minute.
All of this financial double talk on the basis of an economic system, you know something? If this bank had any conscience or any heart...
Now, wait, before you jump down our throats. Oh, I suppose I can grant her a loan. It couldn't be very sizable.
Why not?
Well, she hasn't any security.
That's what I'm telling you.
No, I mean no assets. Our only assets are that car, and that's a liability, and unpaid bills that she'll never let us collect. You see, even if it's a small loan, I'm not so sure she can repay it.
But she shouldn't have to repay it.
Donna, this is a bank!
Exactly!
You're confusing me.
And it's because you men make everything so complicated. I mean, it's very simple. You have money. Dr. Roby needs it. There must be some way. You say she has no assets. Businesses put a pretty high value on goodwill, don't they? Now, do you know any man or woman in this town who has more goodwill than Dr. Roby? And I'll tell you another thing. She has more goodwill than this bank is getting by sitting here and hoarding its money.
You got me thinking. Senior Citizens Week. Yes. You know, we have Youth Week, Girl Scout Week. Why not Senior Citizen Week? Dr. Roby certainly qualifies as a senior citizen.
I don't know anyone more deserving.
Well, if we started the ball rolling, if all those people who are indebted to her gave only a few dollars, heck, if they just paid the bills they owe her, we could set up a retirement fund easily.
Joe!
Not in the bank. Harriet.
Watched Ben Casey last night. You know, I never appreciated until I watched these television shows what exciting lives we doctors lead. Have you ever had a patient pull a knife on you?
Well, my patients are a little young to be carrying knives.
We must be missing a great deal.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't get me up here to chew the fat.
No. Harriet, lunch.
Willie Costa, I thought I told you to stay off that leg.
Well, I walk mostly on the other one.
Well, if you can walk on it, I guess it's all right.
It's fine, thanks, Doc.
Now, that good-for-nothing brother of yours.
Still good for nothing.
Give him a boot for me.
Willie? Thanks, Doctor. See you, Doc.
Sure, you'll break something.
roast beef. That's for you.
Harriet, why don't you take the comfortable chair?
Thanks, no. I'm so used to eating on them, and I couldn't swallow in that chair.
By the way, Harriet.
Yes?
By the way...
You said that before.
Yes. What will you be doing 2 weeks from tonight?
How do I know what I'll be doing 2 weeks from tonight? Do you?
Well, that's just the point. You see, I've been delegated to... Well, there's a movement afoot to... Well, you see, some of the people in town are planning a party to honor some of our senior citizens.
Are you calling me a senior citizen?
Now, Harriet, you've lived in this town a great many years. You have a lot of friends, and they would just like to honor you.
Honor me for what? Why should anyone be honored for just staying alive? It's ridiculous.
Well, it's more than that, Harry.
If you expect me to sit on some platform feeling a fool with people making a fuss over me just because I'm old, don't let I'm not old. I'm still in active practice and will be until I die. And if I can't hold my own in competition against all comers, I don't want somebody giving me a consolation, a booby prize.
Harry, you have it all wrong. It's just that they want to give you what you have coming to you.
I don't want that either. I'll get that soon enough down where I'm going.
Now, listen, Harriet.
No. When a woman starts acting like a matriarch, taking vows for past performances, she's through.
No, Harriet, there was no question of your being through. It's just that they would like to give you something.
Well, there's nothing anyone can give me that I want. Unless it's a few more hours of the day, days in the year. Possessions are a burden. I'm glad I haven't any. I'm lucky. I'm lucky enough to be doing what I like doing, and I want to keep on doing it. If people here are friendly to me, I'd be a liar to pretend it didn't please me. And I feel the same toward them. But they know that by now. So, pass along my thanks, if you will, and tell them that I'm busy. And thank heaven I am. I've got to run. Have I made myself clear?
Abundantly.
Just eat this pickle, if you're not going to.
Now, that's what she said, and she means it. She's handled too many charity cases to want to feel like one herself.
But it isn't charity. Oh, Alex, you couldn't have tried very hard.
Yes, I did. But I admire her spirit. I understand her feelings, and I think they ought to be respected. I say we forget the whole thing.
Oh, darn.
But we can't forget it. The money's already started rolling in, over $2,000.
Why, that's more than I make in 8 years.
You just don't overlook $2,000.
I'll say.
Oh, well, you can send it back. Send it back? Money's hard to raise. You don't just send it back. Why, that's contrary to everything.
It was such a lovely idea, and everyone was being so cooperative. Everyone except Harriet, and she's so... Oh, honestly.
Well, darling, let's not get mad at her. We were doing this for her, you know, not us, remember?
I know.
And if she doesn't want it?
Boy, I amaze myself. I tell you, I should run for something. Why don't they get her car? That's something she really needs.
Jeff, you're right. One of these days, she's going to get stuck out in the middle of nowhere in that baby buggy of hers, and somebody else will have to deliver the baby.
And that would kill her. I mean, she couldn't turn down a car. I mean, that wouldn't be like taking money.
And it was my idea, remember?
What kind of a car could we get for $2,000?
What kind? Boy!
Oh, we'll have more than $2,000. Why, we've only started.
How about a sports car? Yeah, how about a sports car?
Oh, no. Now, look, about this money.
Why not? Really?
Why not?
Yeah, I can see Harriet in a sports car.
Oh, with a top down, racing all over town.
Yeah.
No senior citizen, she.
Some wild color.
Yeah, and nutty horn.
One please.
Yes, sir, that's my baby.
You don't want to get her arrested?
Oh, we're going to buy Dr. Roby a sports car.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes, and it was my idea.
Joe, Alex, it's a perfect idea, really.
It was my perfect idea, remember?
Everyone will love it. Now, we just have to be careful that she doesn't hear about it.
Yeah, that raises the point. How do we present it to her? We drive it into her garage and leave it there.
Oh, Alex, you can't do that.
Well, why not? You want to surprise her, don't you? That'll surprise her.
But all the people who made the contributions, they want to be there when she gets it. They'll want to see her face. I want to see her face. No, honey, there'll have to be some kind of ceremony.
There you go again. I tell you, you're never going to drag her around to any ceremony. I know that.
Well, why not, Daddy?
Because she'd run a mile.
Yeah, you're right. Doesn't she hand out the athletic awards at the school every year?
No, only because she's the school doctor.
Well, what's wrong with that? She has to be there to present the awards, doesn't she?
Hey, you're thinking.
I mean, kids get cars when they graduate. Why not Dr. Roby?
Why not?
Why not?
Why not?
My sister.
Do you suppose something's happened to her? Maybe she's got stage fright.
Oh, no, not Harriet.
Oh, Harriet's been doing this for years.
Where's my speech?
Not yet, I hope.
Hey, here she comes. Everybody act natural.
We just about given you up.
I gave myself up years ago. Let's get this show on the road.
I'll wait till she presents the awards and then I'll introduce you.
Good.
Dad, I parked the car out front. Here's the keys. Huh?
But put them away carefully so you won't have to fish for them when the time comes.
Yes, dear.
This year, as every year, our presenter of the Athletic Awards, Dr. Harriet Roby.
That's enough. That's enough. No need to applaud. We've all been through this before. Let's get on with it. Your principal will read the names of this year's winners. When your name is called, walk. Don't run to the platform. And be careful of that step. I haven't time to patch up any sprained ankles. Fire away, Sam.
All right, in alphabetical order. Jim Benicio, captain of the football team.
Would you believe it, an incubator baby? Well done, Benny.
Alvin Charles, captain of our championship basketball team.
Well, you finally made it. If you don't stop growing, you'll be able to drop the ball in the basket.
Miss Gloria Epstein, captain of our fairly successful tennis team. And now our two absentee award winners, Robert Sundstrom and Celia Underwood of our chess team. They'll receive their trophies tomorrow.
Well, that lines up the proceedings. I don't want to see any of you again until next year. Goodbye.
Wait a minute. We have one more item on the agenda. I should like to call to the platform at this time another of Hilldale's distinguished citizens, Dr. Alex Stone.
Dr. Roby,
Mr. Moorhead, ladies and gentlemen, it is with a deep sense of satisfaction that I take this opportunity to make another very...
Sorry to interrupt your speech, Alex. I got to run. The hospital is calling. The stork's about to land.
Wait.
Excuse me, Donna. Population is exploding.
Alex, get her.
Put away the hammer. You'll never get it started.
I've been doing it for years.
Well, no more. Over here.
What's going on here?
Dr. Roby, the people of Hilldale, for whom you've done so much for so many years, have taken this way of saying thank you. Your new car.
You really want me to have it? Well, you've got me. You've known me long enough to know I'm not one for sentimental speeches. I'm not going to try to make one now. You all know how I feel about you. You're my children, my grandchildren. You and yours, everything that I have. There's nothing more I can say now. Thank you. One moment. How do I drive this thing? I've got to get to the hospital.
Harriet? Very nice. Here's your key. Ignition. Starter? Now, first gear's up here, second down here, third, and fourth. Another two. I'll come along with you to show you how it works.
Away we go!
What are you trying to do?
Doc Roby? Where'd you get this sports car?
I stole it. Get out of the way, Freddy. I have triplets waiting at the hospital.
Well, follow me.
Oh,
Boy, there's a sight for you. Freddie on his motorcycle and Doc Roby in her sports car.
You know something?
What?
I'll bet she beats him to the hospital.
Thanks, Harriet.
Thank me. Thank you. Thank everybody.
Did you get your triplets?
Rascal double-crossed me again. It was another set of twins.
Oh, no.
There'll always be a next time, right?
Right.
Cars may come and cars may go, but motherhood goes on forever. I have rounds to make. I'll see you in the funny papers.
All right, Harriet.
There goes a happy doctor. I'll bet she lives to be 100.
And she has never relaxed, never played a game of golf in her life.
Are you trying to tell me something?
Mm-hmm. Trying to tell you that it's a whole lot better to be doing something you like 7 days a week than to play golf 2 days because you can't stand the other five. You read me?
I read you.
Has been a Screen Gems film presentation from the Hollywood studios of Columbia Pictures.